Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest in the studio is Franklin Walden. And Franklin, you said something, you didn't realize it. It was just music to my ears, that God wanted to use you to reach Jewish people. And I said, I know why. Because when you're under the anointing of God, terrific miracles, creative miracles happen. And before we started this interview, you said to me, I feel the presence of God. Tell me what you're feeling.
I feel it. The anointing is so strong. And it is moving now upon the people that has an ear to hear what God is speaking to them to bring deliverance for the soul, mind, or body. Deliver them totally out of the power of darkness. Someone is being healed right now. They have a serious, serious stomach problem. It's an infirmity. It's like a demon spirit. And it's leaving. It'll take about 2 days for it to empty all that poison out of his stomach and he'll be free. Someone else is deaf in their left ear. And God has just opened it. Hallelujah.
I love it when God speaks that way. Now, how much doubt do you have that people are going to be healed from what you said?
I have no doubt.
100%?
100%.
Is that what happens when you hear words like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be, because the words are coming from God himself. God's not a man that he should lie.
If I couldn't pray the prayer of faith, I wouldn't pray. If I didn't believe God had spoken, I wouldn't speak.
What would you tell someone that is listening to us right now, that has prayed, had people pray for them, and they haven't received from God? What would you say to them? And they're getting a little discouraged, as a matter of fact.
First, they got to accept Isaiah 53 and accept that Jesus Christ is that eternal Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Everything that God prepared. Then when they do that, it's in the mind of the Father, they're already healed. And hang on to that and say, that's mine. And don't ever bat an eye doubt. Just say, I am healed.
No matter what happens?
No matter.
No matter what they feel like?
No matter what they feel like. No matter what your five senses tell you, don't listen to them. Listen to God's voice over your five senses.
Tell me about the time the angel of the Lord appeared with lights in this congregation, and wherever the lights appeared, people got healed.
That happened at the old tabernacle where we was having a camp meeting. I'd been out in the woods praying all afternoon, and the anointing was really strong, and the place was just, they came from everywhere. I stepped to the platform, and they always brought me on with Only Believe. And
you stole that from Catherine Coleman, or did she steal that from you?
No,
I'm just teasing.
I just got it. I don't know what.
Okay.
I just like
Same
it.
Spirit.
That's right. And as I did, I saw the light. And I couldn't preach. I just had to point out one.
Was it like a tiny little flashlight?
No. It was like a ball of firelight. I got a picture of it. I should have brought it.
And so this like fire would land on someone and then...
Right over the head.
And when it would land on someone, did you say anything or did they just get healed or what happened?
You got it. That's all I said. You got it. Whatever it was. And let me tell you something real strange. A few days ago, I met one of the ladies.
Hmm.
And this was years ago. And she was a lady that I tell about. The last one, she was a Smith, and she was sitting on the front row, looked like she was pregnant. And when the that light got to her, 37, the tumor went away, 9-pound tumor, and a skirt almost fell off of her.
You know what I believe, Franklin? I believe that that's almost like a foretaste of what is going to be happening with this young generation that God's raising up right now, that this will not be the abnormal. This will be the norm. That's what I believe.
Recently, God showed me something. We take and reach out into the world to come for the supernatural. By faith, we bring that supernatural back to the natural man, to bring him into a place to where he can understand what God is doing. And when you do that, you get a supernatural miracle. But you reach out by faith, and you have to bring the supernatural to the natural.
So people that are listening to us right now that want a healing, can they do what you're saying? Tell them, be a coach right now. Coach us on how to do it.
Yes.
I'm ready to take my hand now and pull this from the invisible world into the natural.
Just reach out there by faith. Take it. Pull it back and say, that's mine.
Mine.
That's mine.
As Kathy Walters likes to say.
I got it. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not going to let it go. Devil, you have been defeated. I'm a winner. You're a loser. Hallelujah.
You really do that. You really say those things. What about the time you were told you had 3 hours to live?
Well, the doctor come in, and he was a Catholic man, and he was trying to prepare me to die. And that night at 3 o'clock after he left, that night at 3 o'clock, I had the awfulest pain in my stomach I ever had in my life. And I never have suffered much pain like that. And I told my wife, I said, honey, she was in the room with me, give me your hand. Don't call the nurse. Let's just let this be something between you and I want you to hold my hand as I go. I thought I was dying. And she didn't call the nurse, and I didn't know nothing for 3 hours. Maybe I come back to my wife praying for me all the time. I thank God for a wife 47 years that prayed and stayed with me. But that's when I saw this place I thought was heaven. And I said, oh, this is heaven. And the Lord said, no, this is not heaven. This is what I'm showing you, like the 1,000 years of millennial reign of Christ is going to be like. I wouldn't miss it for anything. Oh, there's no
What did you experience? What did you feel?
Oh, it was so peaceful. Nothing. There's no sense of death. There's no sense of any harm. There's no sense of anything except the presence of God.
That must have been what it was like for Adam and Eve before they fell.
I believe that.
So you experience, and that's for all of us, all of us that make Jesus our Lord and Savior, that is.
The next morning, the doctor came in, and here's what he said. He said, God shut the heavens up. First words he said, you're not going to leave. You're not going to die. Said God spoke to him that all the people that I'd prayed for was now praying for me. And they was asking to give me back to them. And said to some that are being coming back to the Lord, the prodigals, they got saved in your ministry that was not able to pray for you, that it got right and they're praying for you. You're getting people saved now. And he said that's what's doing it.
In other words, your doctor had a prophecy.
Yeah.
That all of these people that were praying for you, that whereas he gave you a death sentence, 3 hours to live, how did he know you were going to live? Did he take a test, or how did he realize?
He said God spoke to him.
So in other words, he didn't say it was because of the test. He just knew, like the way you know when people are sick and they're going to be ill.
That's right.
Do you believe everyone can be healed of every condition? If they'll believe?
If they believe, yes. Because you know what? Most people don't understand. I hear them, I'm not worthy. Most of the people that Jesus healed, they were not real followers of the law even. They were sinners. Read it. And today, and even in Catherine Kuhlman's meeting, it was the same way. In my meeting.
I was in Catherine Kuhlman's meetings, and I used to notice that and wonder why. And I've had that experience myself, where the non-believers get healed before the believers. Why? That shouldn't be. Why?
Well, the believers look like they feel like God owes them something sometimes. Not a true believer, but just a part-time believer, I guess you'd say. But it happens in my meeting. I've had the worst sinner get healed of incurable diseases. And see one over here, they've been serving God 20 years and couldn't get a miracle.
Because they're believing, but they're really in unbelief and don't even realize it.
Well,
but I'll tell you what, we're out of time right now, but I want Franklin Walden to mentor you with all the secrets that his generation has had and his father's generation had. He's got a book, I love the title, The Unmistakable Invisible Anointing, which he'll tell his stories. And as he tells his stories, your faith is going to grow. And then a little booklet called Take These Steps and Be Healed, available for donation of $25.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Ле Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime. 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.